They all go up to make the coloring in a band arrangement. The music that you've heard them play separately are their respective parts in the selection which is to follow. The lovely music of the farandole from the sweet Lalésienne of Bizet. See if you can pick them out as they all play together. Victor Herbert was a master at musical arrangement as well as composition. He was also for a time a well-known bandmaster, taking over the 22nd Regiment Band and touring the country with it at the death of that other celebrated bandmaster, Patrick Sarsfield Gilmore. Arthur Pryor and his band play selections from Victor Herbert's ever-popular Fortune Teller. Thank you. Each week in the Cavalcade of America in Music, presented by DuPont, we have tried to bring you a number typical of the modern concert band. These numbers are called descriptives, and they tell a story in music. This evening, Arthur Pryor and his band describe The Lion Chase. Our story of chemistry this evening is particularly appropriate because August is the biggest vacation month of the year, and it's the vacation scene that begins our story.
Hello, Mother. Hello. Oh,
goodness, Catherine, you startled me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, George and I are off for the lake. Oh, there he is now. Well, we're due there at 7 o'clock.
7? Mm-hmm. Why, that's just 2 hours. Think of it. Why, when your father and I drove there in our French automobile, with you, a baby, yelling your head off, it took us all day long. The car broke down twice, and we had 3 blowouts.
Yes, but that was then, Mother.
So there's George again. Hurry, dear. Have a grand vacation.
We will, Mother. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
It might surprise those vacationing young people if someone were to tell them that their automobile and yours would not be possible without products of chemical research. But it's true, as quick examination of a car will show you. The first thing about a car that catches the eye is, of course, its finish. Just a few years ago, cars were being finished with enamels that not only took days or even weeks to dry, but simply could not take it when exposed to the elements. But chemistry changed all that. DuPont chemists developed a quick-drying, long-lasting finish called Duco. This remarkable product, pre-tested for durability in the laboratory and on outdoor exposure farms, cut down the time required to finish an automobile from days to hours. The development of Duco therefore increased production possibilities and afforded new opportunities for employment. Chemists didn't stop there, however. They went right ahead to provide products that would keep Duco and other superior finishes looking like new. DuPont polishes and DuPont wax are marketed under the trade name Number 7 products. Chemistry serves in countless other ways. It makes the metal parts of your car harder, more resistant to wear and tear. It produces ethyl fluid and other chemicals that improve gasoline and increase motor efficiency. It gives you the protection of safety glass, made by sandwiching transparent plastic sheets between two pieces of ordinary plate glass. And chemistry has contributed chemical products which help the modern automobile tire give you greater mileage, safety, and comfort at costs much lower than those a few years ago. Indeed, the modern automobile is an excellent example of how the work of the research chemist touches the daily lives of all of us, creating new things or improving old ones in a constant effort to provide better things for better living through chemistry. You've heard the sixth and last program of Arthur Pryor and his famous concert band in the summer series presented by DuPont in the Cavalcade of America. We shall deeply appreciate hearing how you and your family have liked this series. Just drop us a postcard or letter telling us what kind of program you enjoy most. Just address DuPont, D-U-P-O-N-T, Wilmington, Delaware. Beginning next Wednesday at the same time, a new chapter in our summer series opens with Don Voorhees and his popular radio orchestra. His first program will picture the development of American dance music. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.